it. Saritha Courtney and I had a discussion last week about Christian references in popular culture, and we just wanted to share it with you. So check it out. Is it your touch? Giving me life. So guys, we're doing something a little bit new-ish-esque. I just noticed something going on in the world, and I just wanted to ask Saritha and Courtney about it. So
Courtney's face.
As I was walking to the gym, listening to 24 Karat Magic, because it gets me hyped before I work out, and I caught the part where he was like, gotta blame it on Jesus, hashtag blessed. I realized, like, wait a minute, there have been a lot of references to God in popular culture lately. On Khaled's most recent album, he had a song called Forgive Me, Father, of course, with Bruno Mars, shout out to Jesus, and of course, with Chance the Rapper just killing everything else in between. It just seems like we've been hearing a lot more references to God, and it seems like it's becoming a little bit more cool to reference any kind of faith life or something like that, or at least acknowledge the presence of God. Or maybe they're not acknowledging their faith life or Chance. So I just had a question for y'all. It just made me wonder. Do you feel like it's inappropriate given the content of the rest of their catalog, or do you think that it's great they're using their platform to acknowledge God sometimes?
I think it is interesting. I think that it's good-ish. Now, the reason I say it's good-ish is because I don't want people to all of a sudden think that it's cool to listen to somebody's whole catalog because one time or another they mentioned Jesus. We have to remember that Christianity is actually part of American culture. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's a culture reference and not a Christ reference more than anything. And so they have to kind of remember that. Like, okay, a lot of people were either raised in church, they do know there is a Jesus, even if they may or may not believe it. And so they're like, yo, I know that this is relevant, so I'm going to say it and may or may not actually be in any way referencing how they actually feel about God at that time.
That's true. I like that. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting, though, because I've never, like, when it comes to, like, Chance the Rapper, like, hearing a whole album where a dude is kind of, like, really talking about his faith, walking it through, but still there is cussing in that thing. Like, it's not like it's a Christian album. It's just a dude who is working his way through his Christianity's album.
Yeah.
I do agree with Saritha. I do find it very interesting that now, you know, you tend to see it a lot, especially more so recently. You're starting to see a lot of artists, they're kind of throwing God in there. And I think, like she said, you have to be very careful with that, because you do have some that just, our nation is founded on God. So you do have those people that will kind of just use it because it's America, use God. But you do have those people, and I don't know Chance personally, but you know, I did hear his album, and you tend to...
I heard it.
I love you hedging.
I don't want to be all like fangirl for Chance, but it's like...
Girl, we fanning. You know, fanning. We fangirls for Chance the Rapper. Say it right now. Tell him Clean Ears loves him.
And I do feel like just listening to his album, it kind of depicts kind of the authentic walk when it comes to, you know, Christianity. It's not all, you know, perfection. It's not everything going right. It's still that searching heart, and you still have those different areas where you're trying to pursue that relationship, and you're trying to pursue Christ, but you don't exactly know how. Not to say Chance is a gateway to God. I mean, no, I'm not saying that, but I do believe that he depicts it really well when it comes to that walk and that search, and how it's not necessarily perfection, but it is searching and it is seeking, and there's a foundation that is God. And it's not, I'm not doing everything right, but I'm pursuing Christ and I'm trying to figure it out, which I can definitely appreciate that transparency. So, I guess we're going to play off from Chance.
No, it's fine. Well, it reminds me really, like I was saying earlier, about Lil Wayne. And yeah, how he said that eventually he wants to become a Christian rapper, or he thought about it.
Carter 5!
It's gonna be a Christian album. That would be lit. Oh my goodness. But it would be really, really weird and different. And I know that there was some like reverberation in the Christian community because they were like, well, you can't do that. And I'm like, but why not? For what real. he is a rapper.
Let
what
he who is without sin cast the first stone.
I think it would be really interesting, but at the same time, he did say he wanted his faith to grow naturally, which I appreciate because I wouldn't want him, as someone who was starting to search, to put an album out there and then kind of retract because he does have a following that is just too crazy and they really wouldn't know what to do with that, especially Christians who just are, who are still maybe dealing with music stuff and they really want a Carter Five and they'd be like, I'll take it anywhere I can get it. And you know, and he's not there theologically where he could lead anybody. And so it's interesting to see people who in their real life are, you know, dealing with faith and struggling with belief and having those thoughts and are trying to put that into their music. Because at the same time, we act like the Christian rappers that we have are perfect. And these dudes are not. Like, they're still learning faith as they go as well. They're just in a place of where we know that they are, have professed Christ and that they do have accountability. For some, we know who it is. For some, we don't. Like, we can question them on Twitter about that and they can actually give us answers. With others, they're like, oh, I'm just getting it together. Like, I don't know. It'd be really interesting if you had somebody like Wayne who's like, yeah, now I'm full on for Christ and I'm ready to drop an album. You're like, really? Weezy F Baby about to drop a Christian
album? Please say the baby.
You know what? You have to be careful with that because we've seen it time and time again where artists, you know, do go in kind of too fast without any sort of preparation or transformation, and then you have one album that's full on for God, and then you have another album or your next album has the parental sticker on it. So it's kind of like decisions.
Right. We don't know what's going on.
I mean, that hurts my walk. I mean, it's happened to me before when it's like, oh yeah, I'm going full on for Jesus, and then I follow this new album that they have and it's like, I'm back to where they are. We walking together. And it's just, yeah, you have to be careful with stuff like that.
What I appreciate though is that Lil Wayne, at least his dialogue about it was honest.
Yeah.
Because my concern is, you know, if you just out here, you know, all drugs, everything, and then you're like, you got one song that's like, oh Jesus, forgive me, I'm repentant. I feel like that can really send a lot of mixed messages to people to feel like, oh, it's okay to do what I need to do. Because, you know, we've had a long history of artists just, like, hitting you with that one closing song on the album and be like, oh, you're safe.
Right.
Track 17 has revealed that you know Jesus.
Right. 1 through 16, he was pimping and trapping. Yeah, like, and
couldn't waste that sticker, but, you know. Exactly. Oh my gosh, that is someone's child. That is someone's child.
Interesting though. Justin Bieber, half his album is like, I'm trying to get right with Jesus, and the other half is, what do you mean? And I don't know where the levels are at. Like, we do say, hey, you do have inspirational moments, and he's still playing like Hillsong at his concerts, but at the same time he's still doing these other songs at that same concert. Like, what?
I think that as long as there's some sort of a clear dialogue to say like, hey man, I'm feeling this thing out, I appreciate what Lil Wayne said about the Carter Five claiming it, and
yes. Carter Five back at the cross.
Exactly. He go you know, like how each album he got on like a little outfit on. Baby Wayne gonna be wearing a choir robe. With a face tat though.
Oh gosh.
Speaking it. And yeah, I appreciate that dialogue so that people understand, like, hey man, I'm not exactly the example. I'm just out here kind of just going through my thoughts, trying to figure out some things and figuring out what direction I'm going in, as opposed to this one I'm on right now. Follow me.
Right. And but that's another thing, that's why it's hard, is because there's so many people who idolize celebrities. And right. So they'll idolize their walk as well. And it's hard when someone is professing Christianity because it's part of what's kind of hot right now. And so you're like,
Christianity hot? Oh my
gosh. Well, kind of. I'm just saying, okay, if you like Justin Bieber and then Justin Bieber starts saying he liked Jesus, is that why you like Jesus too? Like, I don't understand.
Hashtag squad goals.
They will follow Bieber across the water and he'll be like, well, I'm following Jesus. And I get it. You're like, follow me as I follow Christ. But eventually you got to follow Christ for yourself as well. And so I don't want people to just be following these celebrities as they have their walk and you're not actually trying to figure this walk out for yourself as well. There's so many people who follow pastors just for themselves and not for Christ. And then when a pastor falls, you fall away as well because you don't have your own relationship with Christ. You're just following this person. And it's idol worship at the end of the day. You know? That's hard to deal with. But at the same time, I want them to follow Jesus. So it's...
For real. Like, legit, no, like, no jokes or anything. I know I've been clowning it a lot, but for real, like, I'll be praying for Wayne.
Yeah, and I will. And I'll pray for Wayne, and I'll pray for Chance, and I'll pray for DJ Khaled. Could you imagine DJ Khaled having a Christian album?
Major key.
He the best.
Oh, my gosh, I wasn't ready.
But I want it. I want Yeezy to follow Jesus. And, you know, that's the same. I want Kanye to really know Jesus and, you know, not be playing around and have like two tracks and then the rest be, you know, I made that famous. And so I really want the levels, you know, I want the levels to come together. And I can understand why we're starting to talk about it because people are starting to have those moments. You have Ultralight Beam and then you have a famous video and then you have a you have a blessings and then you have a
right
you have a forgive me father and then you have I got the keys and you got, you know,
Nas album done.
These are
I'm sorry,
all the same. And so you need to have, you know, conversations with people and be like, yes, I mean, for us, it's not like you can listen to a track and then be like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to stop after Forgive Me, Father. I'm going to listen to the rest of the album. Gotta know what's going on.
Heck yeah.
But it gets really difficult. And so you have to be discerning. You have to really, at the end of the day, your walk with Christ needs to be your walk with Christ, not you following DJ Khaled's walk with Christ. You got to be ready within yourself.
Real.
But we pray.
Yep.